G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
You've given me two words. I've got no idea what it means. It says Ribsy Roo. What's this all about?
The case of Ribsy Roo. I'm going to tell you a story about a beautiful Kelpie cross who had severe separation anxiety and how we were able to, over time, get her to a better place. So Ribsy Roo was a Kelpie cross. We found her curled up on the doorstep of a friend's home, and she had classic signs of separation anxiety. So, for example, she would only toilet if she was in deep, thick bush. She was petrified of men. She didn't know how to play with other dogs. She would snap at other dogs and go to attack them. When the person that found her, our senior trainer, when Kelly found her, she clung to Kelly individually and didn't like other people or other dogs to come near Kelly when she was with her. And the whole time you could just see that she rang on anxiety. If you even moved your hand upwards, she would have a heart attack. Now, we don't know what happened to Ribsy. We just know whatever it was fairly traumatic. And for Ribsy, she then would only be around Kelly. And slowly but surely, we were able to find her other friends and teach her to play without attacking other dogs. But for Ribsy, she was a dog that probably, had there not have been intervention, she wouldn't have lasted long. Because what we know about dogs that have extreme anxiety, they're stressed all the time, and eventually their system and their health
shuts down.
No, sad. So what we did was we started putting really calm, relaxed dogs around her, but with a fence between them so that she couldn't do any harm to the dog. And we would also introduce other people feeding her and just sitting in the near vicinity, because we know science tells us dogs like being in our presence. So being able to build up trust with a dog that's had issues is really hard work, and it just takes time. So we never forced ourselves on her. We would always let her come to us, and if she turned her back on us, we wouldn't make any extreme movements or noises. And this went on for a long, long time. And once we got her to a place where she had several humans that were her friends, we then started to deal with her issues towards men. And so we would have guys come, within the centre, be right up the other end, and we would reward her for coping with that, and so on and so forth. And she developed a few friendships with other dogs, so we would let them play with her so that she could develop those skills. And also, play brings out the fun, it changes the chemistry in the brain, and it allowed her to have an outlet. Now, this took eight, nine years to build her to a place where she went down, and we trained a cricket team to do all the fielding, and they would bring the ball back to the bowler, and we did that with a lot of young people with disabilities. Anyway, we got invited to go down to the MCG, and Ribsy Roo played cricket on the MCG.
Amazing.
Just amazing. Now, she's about 10 and a half years now. She no longer has any issues with men. She's quite relaxed. You can move your hands anywhere in the world you like. But for her, it just took time. And separation anxiety is the hardcore stuff of anxiety for dogs. And you have to chip away at it little by little, one thing at a time. So first it was giving her some human friends, then giving her some dog friends, and then dealing with some of those other issues that came about.
The thing you mentioned about the male, do you think a male might have been cruel to her at some stage, and that's why that was a problem, or what do you think that might be?
Yeah, I suspect so. We suspect that she was probably dumped in the bush, so she's had to make her own way. She was only a puppy. She was probably about 3 or 4 months old, so whether or not she survived in the bush for a while. But her fact that she was scared of all men would suggest...
So there's been a bad experience
that something
somewhere
bad's
along the
happened.
Way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great story. What's on next week?
Oh, calming signals for dogs, okay, so that people can understand when they're feeling stressed. So we'll go from there.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au, so the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you, Sean.